response.
Is your business struggling to be seen, not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
No, oh, I'm going to puke right now.
Oh, my God.
Shut up. Look at your face, your ugly, stupid face. Bills, Chiefs. There's nothing more to say. We know what's at stake.
Yeah.
You know these teams very well.
All of it, yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, no, I mean, not all of it. There is another game next week.
You got to get there, son.
Okay. Tommy feels very confident. He's doing this thing now where he was all excited all week, and then he realized everyone else was excited. So because his personality is being a contrarian because he thinks it makes him cool and unique, he's now being like, check out my boots. I'm dressed like Economy Bob Dylan. Check me out. How many Amazon packages till my wife makes me leave? Kimmy, are we ready?
I'm ready.
Let's do the damn thing.
Some football experts will tell you what you want to hear. Our football expert tells you what you need to know. It's Tommy Tells It Like It Is in the Break Room on WCMF.
You ready?
I'm ready. Let's do this.
Over, under. If I'm going to assault you, it's going to be today.
Let him get it all out of his system.
No, because he's going to be going all day. I think he had a candy bar before the show started.
I'm off a candy. I can't have any sugar. No, I take the pills for it.
Yeah.
My diabetes.
Over, under, 2.5 total touchdowns.
Total touchdowns.
For Bills quarterback Josh Allen. This game, better or for worse, is going to define Josh's career up to this point. Mm. And he knows it. The Bills have employed the everybody eats mentality all season long, and it has worked thus far. But it can, in games like this, eventually get to a point where the stakes are so high, you need your thoroughbred to push you through the finish line.
He's got
to
run.
That being said, the Chiefs know what's coming.
Oh, yeah.
Their entire game plan, if possible, will be to mitigate the damage that Josh Allen can do. Because you can't stop the damage. You can only hope to contain the damage. Just so you know.
Yeah, I need some information here, Pat.
Josh has faced off against the Chiefs in the playoffs 3 times. Mm-hmm. We know the Bills have won none of those games. Yeah. However, in every game he has played the Chiefs in the playoffs, he has gone over 2.5 touchdowns. Mm-hmm. Tommy, over, under 2.5 total touchdowns for Josh Allen Sunday.
What do you think?
I'm asking.
Why do you even ask?
Because they're your picks. That's why we ask.
He didn't go over 2.5 last week.
You got two dogs in this field.
Oh, my God. You can do the dog thing again?
You do. You got two dogs.
Two dogs.
You got your three-peat dog. And what did you say? What was your catchphrase?
Golden Retriever.
Why not?
Oh. Your why not dog.
Oh.
Now, what dog are you going to feed today?
I don't know.
I think McDermott is coming with some kibble and bits, and he's going to feed his why not dog.
No, what are you saying?
I don't know.
That means Josh is going to go balls to skin on this game and push it in. Of course I'm going to take the over.
All right, there's one.
You don't think this kid is going to have the game of his life, win or lose? This is it.
I want you to consider something.
This is primetime peak Josh Allen career.
I want you to consider something. The Bills coaching staff this year has done a really good job at tailor-making game plans for specific teams. We saw it last week against Baltimore.
Yeah.
And if the Bills have lost 3 straight playoff games to the Chiefs with him going over 2.5 total touchdowns, it may mean he's doing too much. We saw the Bills succeed last week without him getting over 2.5. Do they come in with a different mentality to run the ball more now that they have the opportunity, which could affect over 2.5 touchdowns?
But I think he gets 3 total. You're just saying total touchdowns.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Yes.
Didn't have it last week?
God.
All right, so to be clear, you are over 2.5 total touchdowns for Josh Allen.
To be clear.
Okay. No, I just want to make sure you try and wiggle.
No, wiggling.
You're way out. Okay.
Feed them dogs, son.
The why not dog. I don't even, what you just said was barely English.
Dog.
You ready for your second pick?
Sure.
Over under. 1.5.
Half.
An interception for Patrick Mahomes. The Bills' defense has been successful all season long because they are taking the ball away, and it may be the reason.
They're number one, aren't they?
They're up there. Well, yes, when it comes to taking the ball away. Taking the ball away is what got them the win against the Ravens last week. In the regular season, the Bills were in 5th place with 16 interceptions.
Mm.
All right, but there's a problem. First off, Mahomes has yet to throw an interception in the playoffs. In fact, the Chiefs have yet to turn the ball over in the playoffs. Now, it's been one game.
Yeah.
Hasn't happened yet. But even more shocking, in the three games that Patrick Mahomes has played the Bills in the playoffs, he's never thrown an interception.
He's never... Wow.
Now, he's thrown plenty of interceptions against the Bills in the regular season, but in the playoffs against Buffalo, he has not thrown a single interception. And just so you know, the Bills could be short in the defensive backfield. Safety Taylor Rapp has not practiced all week. He's day-to-day, but it don't look good for him to play. He picked off Patrick Mahomes in their regular season matchup this year. Corner Christian Benford is in concussion protocol. He has practiced on a limited basis, which looks like that means he's trending to play, but with concussions.
We just don't know.
You never know.
The brain is a funny thing, Pat.
Yeah, especially the one I'm looking at. If they can't go, that is a massive problem. Over, under, one half an interception for Chiefs quarterback Patrick
they
Mahomes.
They got to get one.
No, they don't. In fact,
stinking.
They haven't. They haven't yet. I just told you that. No, I literally just said they have not done
only
that.
Only in the playoffs. They've got him in regular season.
This isn't the regular season. This is the playoffs.
I know. But Mahomes is looking a little shaky.
He didn't throw one last week. What is that?
What's that?
No, he's making
that is
noises
that.
Now.
What is that?
Over, under.
Ooh.
One half an interception for Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, they're going to get this kid one time.
Kimmy, did you
somebody's
know
he's at the door?
Did you know? No, I'm trying not to assault you. Like, thank God there's no sword in the room. Kimmy, did you know that he hadn't thrown an interception in the playoffs against the Bills before just now?
No.
Neither did I.
No, I did not know that.
Like that. Don't like it.
All right. Fact.
All right, so to be clear.
I mean, Tommy's logic. What's your logic usually?
He's due.
He was due last season.
This is double due.
Double due.
Double due.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast. Available wherever you get your podcasts.
Double down do, baby.
AFC Championship, Tommy tells it like it is. He is over 2.5 total touchdowns for Josh Allen. He is over 1.5 an interception for Patrick Mahomes. Are you ready for your third pick?
Let's do this, yeah.
Over under.
Okay.
90 yards rushing.
Rushing. This is just on the foot going.
For Bills running back James Cook.
On the foot.
On the foot, Kimmy. There is a big argument. The reason Josh is playing so well this year is because the job James Cook has done taking the pressure off. And he's done a hell of a job.
Mixing it up a little bit.
Well, look, he can chip away at a defense carry by carry, get you 3-4 yards at a time, frustrate him. He can explode for 30, 40, 50, 60 yards on one play. And they now seem to trust James Cook 100% in big moments. That being said, he has yet to do it on the ground against the Chiefs. Including the playoffs, James Cook has played 4 games against Kansas City. He's never rushed for over 90 yards. In fact, his highest total was 61 in the playoff loss last year. Add to that, you have 2 very formidable backs in Ty Johnson. And why am I blanking on 22? Oh, my God. I want to say Reggie Bush. Thank you. Ray Davis, who have been taking carries away sometimes. Over under, 90 yards rushing for James Cook.
So you don't think they're going to need him that much?
That's not what
I said. Because they have multiple backs.
I'm not saying I don't think they'll
need
them.
Well, you brought those other guys into the conversation.
No, because you're going to, because if Ty Johnson.
Been a part of the conversation.
Yeah, if Ty Johnson rips one off for 70 and James Cook finishes with 45, you're like, you didn't tell me about Ty Johnson, even though I've been watching every game.
You couldn't even remember the guy's name.
No, that was Ray Davis.
Oh, Ray Davis.
Stupid. Over under.
Cook's the man.
He is the starting
Cook
running
back. Cook is their go-to, yes.
But like Ray Davis, or excuse me, Ty Johnson.
They've come up big.
I mean, that Lions game, they won that game because of Ty Johnson.
Okay.
So over under 90 yards rushing for James Cook.
Well, you know, you put a little wrinkle in that now.
Oh, what happened?
I was thinking one way, but now you mentioned those other two guys. Now, of course, I'm going to give him the 90 yards.
Can we disqualify him for that? I was going to say
no. Cook gets his 90.
You think he's all right? So you got Josh getting 2.5 touchdowns, Mahomes throwing interceptions.
This should be a hell of a game,
and
man.
James Cook going over 90 yards rushing.
We're going to have some
offensive
fun.
Offensive show.
No, that's not.
Yeah, thank you.
No, that's not a hell of a game. That's a Bills. All right, I'm getting ahead of myself.
What?
I'm getting ahead of myself.
What? Did I hear something?
No.
Oh, don't
did I
you
hear
dare.
Echoes? In
I'm going to tell you right now.
Echoes in the break room of sub. What?
But I'm going to tell you
echoes
right now.
Echoes a bonus pick
if
pass.
If you do that, I will punch you in the face.
That's not even a word.
The Bills are 1.5 point dogs going to Kansas City this week.
Ooh, dog. What did I say about dogs?
Shut up. This is it. Keep in mind, we talked this morning. Patrick Mahomes has beaten Josh Allen 3 straight times in the playoffs, but no NFL quarterback has beaten the same quarterback 4 straight times. It's never happened.
Yeah. In the history of the league.
The NFL.
And that goes all the way back.
All the way back. Well, modern NFL.
Yeah.
And the Chiefs are looking to three-peat for the Super Bowl. We told you again this morning. No back-to-back Super Bowl champion has ever advanced to the Super Bowl in the third season. Mm. Three have made it to the conference championship game. All of them lost. Do the Bills win? And if not, do they keep it within a point?
Well, obviously, with my picks, I'm saying they win.
All right.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. So
the Bills win.
Right. Yeah. Okay. So we're good then.
Period.
I think we're good. I mean,
you mother, don't you dare.
Looking farther afield,
you dear. I
I guess I would you like to know like what I think? How?
No, I don't. I would like to know any of that.
Kimmy, would you like to know?
I don't want to say anything because I don't want you to be like, you made me say.
Well, it's like there's two Tommies in here.
Yeah.
I'm seeing double, four Tommies.
Because I heard somebody in the room almost say they had a mouthful of blowout in their mouth. Because all I'm looking for is a 10-point win.
All you're looking for is a 10-point win?
I think that's what we're all looking for.
Against the most dynamic offense we've ever seen in Kansas City.
So?
That's also not true this season.
Well, it's one of the best in the history of Kansas City.
Got that? In the history
They're
of Kansas
the best
City?
Kansas City team Kansas City's ever produced.
That's not true either.
Anyway.
Say your words, stupid. Let's get it over with. Rip off the Band-Aid.
What? So
what? Go.
Let's go for a blowout. No. Come on. Let's have some fun, baby. Let's stick it to them. Let's push it all the way in.
Are you predicting a blowout?
All the way in.
Are you predicting a blowout, or are you saying let's go for a blowout? What
let's
are you doing?
Go for a blowout.
No. What is it? Are you predicting?
Go for a blowout.
Stop it. I'm not referencing your fingers.
Push it in.
Stop. Are you predicting a blowout?
I am predicting. Let's go for it. Let's get a blowout.
No. Listen to me. Yes or no? The game will be a blur.
The game will be blah.
Okay. You're the dumbest. I hate you.
Why?
I hope you're right.
God damn it. Let's have some fun and kick somebody's ass for a change.
You've never kicked anybody's ass in your life.
Well, let's do it now.
Okay.
Let's let them dogs out.
Just to recap.
Yeah, let's recap the whole thing. What we got
Tommy,
going on?
I need you to stop saying words right now.
Yeah.
Tommy is over. 2.5 total touchdowns for Josh Allen. Tommy is over. 1.5 an interception for Patrick Mahomes. Tommy is over. You idiot. 90 yards rushing for Bills running back James Cook. He has the Bills winning the game, which would cover the 1.5. They are dogs, and he has them winning in a blowout.
Yeah.
That should do it.
I think we got it here.
Our good buddies from 95.7 The Fan.
Yeah, yeah,
Major.
Yeah.
And from the Let's Go Duffalo podcast, Ryan Duffy.
Ryan, not so fast, Kansas City bound buddy. My bonus pick this week lands on the shoulders of Travis Kelce.
Oh.
I think he has a nightmare of a game. I don't think this kid does anything. I think McDermott shuts that guy down.
Oh, my God.
To the point.
Oh, my God.
To the point. After the game. He starts melting down and whining about calls. He's just going to be a big whiny bitch into a microphone after the game.
Into a microphone.
Yeah.
We would have to have audio. Right. All right. So.
And.
Double bonus?
I think his old lady gets involved in the bitching too.
So you have. All right. So
for the first time ever.
Okay. Your bonus pick is that Travis Kelce has such a poor game that he bitches about the officiating when it's over.
Just whining.
And there will be a quote from Taylor Swift.
Oh, she might even just stick her damn head in there.
From the suite.
I don't know. She may come down after. I don't know.
Why would she be in the locker room?
I don't know. She's Taylor Swift. She can go wherever she wants. She's like,
there's penises
she's like
everywhere.
Lady Jesus.
There's penises everywhere down there.
You don't think she's seen penises?
Oh.
She can have any penis she wants.
Just after 9 o'clock, Mike Danger from 95.7 The Fan, Ryan Duffy from
the RD?
From the Let's Go Duffalo podcast. Tommy and Kimmy are convinced they know what he's going to be today, and I'm telling you, he ain't got the balls.
No, you wish.
He ain't got the balls.
You don't want him coming in, is this?
I know he won't.
Oh, I know he won't.
Well, no, because he was you 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
He was Kimmy last week.
So that's you.
Last member of the break room remaining.
How do you do an impression of the coolest guy on the planet?
Well, he's not going to do that.
No.
It's going to come as your dumbass.
Come on, yo!
I got you. I did what I did.
All right, we'll get to that just after 9 o'clock here on Football Friday.
I can't wait for Sunday.
I'm going to puke into this microphone. Can we wash these claw thingies? Is that okay?
I don't know.
Because I'm going to puke on it.
Okay.
All right, let's take a break.
Hey, y'all. Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze. Grab your favorite thong, because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled-up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.